This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. And we bring in Bill Overin for the Tuesday Athens Little League Report. I'm hoping you've got something for us today, Bill, but not sure thanks to Mother Nature. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine, guys. And in the words of Evie Calvin Lelouch, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and sometimes it rains.
Yes, indeed.
I don't have that much to talk about. Last night's games were obviously rained out. I think everything was rained out, even some indoor activities. There was so much rain going on yesterday. We do have a game from Sunday. We had a makeup game from last week. Northeast Sales at Chase Parks Transduction. We started this game right at 1 o'clock, and the rain started about 1:05. Mm-hmm. So it's steadily building as we did get the game in. But it was a heartbreaker for Chase Park Transduction, who was in first place going into this game. Lost the lead late in the game for a 6-5 defeat. Chase Park was handling things pretty well throughout the game. Built a 4-1 lead going into the top of the sixth inning. But that rain kept increasing. The ball got slipperier and slipperier. And the top of the sixth, Northeast Sales took advantage of some wet ball fielding errors with some really spot-on base running by Jonathan Ransom, Ricky Chastain, Peyton Talmadge, and Jose Torres. They ended up taking the score to 6-4 in the top of the sixth there, almost in the blink of an eye. Chase Park really didn't quite know what hit them. Chase Park finally retired the side, battled back in the bottom of the sixth, but didn't have the gas to get back on the top. So that was the final score, 6-5, Northeast Sales. Just pointing out, Om Patel had a great night on the rubber for Northeast Sales. He threw all six innings, allowed 5 runs on 7 hits, but he also struck out 5 and no walks, zero walks for Om Patel on Sunday. I guess it was a great afternoon, not a great night. But anyway, and Jonathan Ransom led Northeast Sales to the plate, went 2-for-3 at the plate. With that, sort of talk about our midseason pennant race in the majors, because this is where we stand. Northeast Sales took over the top spot Sunday with that win over Chase Park. Last year's powerhouse Synovus, you've heard me mention before, they literally lost no games last spring. They're still just a game out of first place. They've only got a couple of losses. Hawthorne Drugs, State Bank, and Trust and Law and Order are all several games out of first place, but it's Little League and anything can happen. In AAA, we got Carson Plumbing and First American are battling it out for first place. They're essentially tied, except for their heads-up matches. So they're going to play each other probably 2 or 3 more times for the end of the season. That's probably going to be some pretty good head-to-head grudge matches before the season's over. And unless you'd like me to whip out some Walt Whitman quotes, that's all I've got for y'all this morning, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'd love some Walt Whitman. Go for it.
Well, you know, I say that, and then I don't have it at hand. But I could try to do my best Susan Sarandon voice, and I don't think it would be appropriate for the radio for me to do that speech that he gives her there in the sitting room before he storms out.
So I hear you.
Gentlemen, we'll leave it at that. Y'all have a good week. That's the Little League Report for Tuesday morning.
Great job, Bill. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you again next week.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Bill Overin with the Athens Little League Report. Candlesticks. That's what we got to get a candlestick at a wedding yet. It's brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.